Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. In this week's programme, John Ato explores the origin, meaning and use of the phrase fit for purpose.
Are you fit for purpose? That's a question that seems to be being asked about nearly everything and everyone these days, so you'd better have your answer ready. This rather prim phrase began life in the field of consumer protection law, characterising a manufactured product that does what it was designed to do. The implication for the consumer is that if something isn't fit for purpose, you can take it back and get a refund or a replacement. The expression was occasionally used metaphorically in British English in the early 21st century, but what really made a wider public aware of it here was the announcement in 2006 by John Reid, the newly appointed British Home Secretary, that his government department was not fit for purpose, meaning that it was no good at doing its job. That unprecedented criticism hit the headlines and opened the way for the use of fit for purpose in an almost unlimited range of applications. A recent random search I did turned up buildings, budgets, educational courses, street lights, railway stations, hostels for the homeless, acts of parliament, cattle sheds, soldiers, soil and wash basins, all described as fit for purpose, or, more often than not, as not fit for purpose. So, perhaps it's time for you to ask yourself, is my English fit for purpose?
That was the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.